بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن المقسطين عند الله على منابر من نور، الذين يعدلون في حكمهم وأهلهم وما ولوا. رواه مسلم. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that those who be just, those who are just, they will be with Allah, they will be on the pulpits of light on the day of Qiyamah by Allah. These people who are just, they will be sitting on pulpits or mimbars of nur, of light. Who are these people? Who are these just people? They are the ones who are just in their judgments, wa ahlihim, and their families, and in whatever they were given authority over. So here, they'll have pulpits of light. In other words, they will be distinguished from others. Allah will honor them. Allah will show them the maqam, the position, in front of every person in the day of Qiyamah, because they displayed justice in this world. They were just with their families, they were just with the citizens, or all those who were under them, under the authority. So any person who's given some authority has got people under him, working for him, working under him. He should make sure that he is just with them. And if a person is just on the day of Qiyamah, he will be given this reward, that will be given a member of Noor. وعن عوف بن مالك رضي الله تعالى قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: خيار أئمتكم الذين تحبونهم ويحبونكم وتصلون عليهم ويصلون عليكم، وشرار أئمتكم الذين تبغضونهم ويبغضونكم وتلعنونهم ويلعنونكم. قال: قلنا يا رسول الله، أفلا ننابذهم؟ قال: لا، ما أقاموا فيكم الصلاة. لا، ما أقاموا فيكم الصلاة. رواه مسلم. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of your rulers are those whom you love and who love you, whom you make dua for and they make dua for you. The worst of your rulers are those whom you dislike and who dislike you, whom you curse and who curse you. We ask, Ya Rasulullah, should we not break our allegiance with them? Should we not break our allegiance to them? Remember, when the person is made the Amir and he is made the ruler, then the people take bay'ah on his hands and they pledge allegiance to him and they have to be loyal in the allegiance. So the Sahaba asked, should we break this allegiance with them now? Rasulullah said, no, as long as they establish salah amongst you. No, as long as they establish salah amongst you. So in this case, this hadith explains the qualities of a good leader. And of course, who is a bad leader? So it encourages again those who are leaders, especially this is referring for a Muslim country, that the leaders should be dealing with the people with justice. The subjects, the citizens, the society, they should be dealt with justice, and it will not be permissible to rebel against such a leader as long as he upholds the salient features of deen, and that is salah. So another hadith is mentioned, and as long as he does not perpetrate open kufr. If he perpetrates open kufr, then obviously you will not pledge allegiance to him. So la ma aqamu fikum as-salah, as long as these leaders are establishing salah amongst you, you should not rebel against them. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to be just. This one last hadith of this chapter. Again, we may not be rulers or leaders, but we have people under us, and we should be just to them. وعن إياد بن حمار رضي الله تعالى قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: أهل الجنة ثلاثة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the inhabitants, the people of Jannah, of three categories or three. ذو سلطان مقسط موفق, that person who is a leader, he is just and he is inspired to do good, موفق. ورجل رحيم رقيق القلب لكل ذي قربى ومسلم. The second person is that man who is compassionate, a compassionate person who is soft-hearted, لكل ذي قربى ومسلم, to all his relatives and the Muslims in general. And the third, وَعَفِيفٌ مُتَعَفِّفٌ ذُو عِيَالٍ, that person who is a chaste man, he does not beg from people, despite having people to feed, dependence he has. Rawahu Muslim. So this hadith again discusses three groups of people that will enter paradise. Number one, that leader who is just and he is inspired by Allah Ta'ala to do good. The second is that person who is soft-hearted, he is kind to his relatives and the general Muslims, in the Muslims in general. And the third person is the one who is afif, he is chaste, he's not begging from people, even though he's got a family to feed, but he doesn't ask people, doesn't stretch his hands out to people for any support and assistance. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to become independent. Of course, it is not haram for a person to ask for assistance if he requires. In this particular hadith, this has been mentioned, the person, even though he's got a family, he still opts and he chooses to be afif and muta'afif. He does not beg for charity. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.